All right, John, just to get us started, can I have you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, my name is John Rieger. I'm out of Walcott, North Dakota. I'm a sales rep for Pioneer, and my new business name here in Walcott is John Rieger Seed.
Well, thanks for taking time to visit. Tell us a little bit about crop conditions. How do things look in your area?
Things are looking really good. Soybeans have come around. Corn is starting to dent. Overall, besides some low ground with the amount of moisture we've had, we've got a really nice crop coming.
So tell us a little bit more. The corn looking okay?
Yeah, corn looks really good. We've had some pretty substantial rains the last few weeks around here, so some of the low ground is starting to see some yellowing, but for the most part out in the field, I would say that we're getting in the dent. 7 to 10 days, we should be full dent.
Tell me about the growing season for corn. How did the spring start and planting and then growing season?
You know, we had a lot of standing corn and a lot of unworked corn ground this spring to contend with for the fall that we had last year. But overall, spring shaped up pretty good for us. Able to get stuff worked and got the crop in very timely around here. I had some customers to the north and west that had some PP along with everybody else, but overall I'd say we were sitting very real good for PP, I guess, acres.
Yeah, that's been a big story for a lot of the area this year. Guys right. Getting in and putting some cover crop on some of those acres yet?
Some got in before we got some more rain that shut them down again, but there has been some cover PP ground worked and some cover crop spread.
Let's just focus on August on the beans. I mean, of course, August is a make or break month for the soybeans. Have you had what you needed to make this really a great crop?
Yes. Yeah, we've had plenty of heat. We've had plenty of moisture to get those top pods filled. Same thing again there, where the water wasn't standing and along the ditches. You're starting to see a little water damage on low ground, but overall crop health. They look wonderful. We didn't have a lot of insect pressure this year. The thistle caterpillars only affected a handful of customers. Aphids really haven't been an issue at all for my area. So that's been a nice little bonus.
Before we wrap up, any harvest going on in the area?
Some guys are trying to finish up some wheat. Still a little bit of small grains. Guys are just kind of fighting field conditions, really. Just some wet ground waiting for it to dry out. Sugar beets have started in the area. Pre-lift has been going really well. So, no, I think it's going to be a fast fall. Soybeans are going to get going, and it's going to go right into corn.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say that maybe we didn't cover?
Well, I'm a new agency. I'm just on the west side of Walcott. Got a new facility I'm currently trying to finish up building right now. I'll be ready to go this winter and for next spring. And with my new facility here, I've got bulk bean capability and seed treatment, and then right off the highway, so easy access.